Welcome to the Oh Woman podcast, where we discuss, oh, so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll discuss outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me again today. It's nice to talk with you. This is episode 9, The Good, The Bad, and The Stinky, a discussion of body odor. First of all, just to let you know, when we're talking about body odor, we're not just talking about the bad body odor. Now, when we think of that phrase, like body odor, B-O, we think of it to be a negative, really badly stinky kind of thing, but odor is a smell, so we're really talking about body smells, and that's why it's called the good, the bad, and the stinky, because some of them are good, some of them are bad, and some of them are just plain stinky, and that's the way they are. So there are a couple things that we can definitely all agree on. Some body smells that we can all agree are good is just the clean skin of the person that we love. Their skin smells good. If you think their skin smells bad, that's confusing to me because it's somewhat pheromonal, so I'm surprised that they're the person that you love if you don't think their skin smells good. Now, if you don't think their sweat smells good, that's a different story, but just their skin, like after they get out of the shower, even if you're not, you know, not smelling the soap and stuff, we can agree that that smells good about our bodies. We can usually agree that the hair of the person that we love smells good, especially if the hair is relatively clean. A lot of us can agree that some bad smells about our partner's body are when they fart or burp. That's pretty much a bad smell. No one really likes the smell of farts or burps. I've never met anyone that does. Now, I'm not going to include someone's sweat or someone's, like, you know, sweaty ball sack or vaginal odor, because I don't think we can all agree that that smells straight up bad or straight up offensive. It might smell strong or musky or intense, but it's not always a bad smell. It depends on how often you've washed or what's going on down there. And then, of course, the stinky, which is a continuum of our body smells. So sometimes these areas or these things can smell good, or sometimes they can smell bad. Sometimes we're not really sure how we feel about how they smell. Let me tell you a little bit about what I think smells good with my own body, and then particularly Jason's body, the body of the person that I love. So I think that his hair smells wonderful, even if he hasn't washed his hair in months, which is the case sometimes. He is not much of a hair washing kind of guy. He'll, like, wash it with water, you know, rinse it with water, which I guess really counts as washing, but he doesn't use shampoo or soap anymore, and he hasn't for a long time. And you might think that seems ridiculous, but your body really has a way of self-regulating, and so he isn't at all more stinky than the average person. I mean, when he sweats, he can smell, but that's normal, and then he washes and he doesn't. You know, that's just the way it goes. But I really love the way his hair smells. It smells really cozy and wonderful to me. And so hopefully my hair smells the same to him. Because I do use shampoo on my hair, but I do not wash my hair very often because I have kind of big curly hair that does not get greasy quickly. So I can go weeks without washing it and no one notices, no one can tell, and I know it doesn't smell. It might smell like hair oil after like the third week, but before that it still smells like just hair, like straight up hair or shampoo. So I like the way his hair smells, just by itself, not with any conditioner, anything in it. I like the way his skin smells, like his face, even when his face is clean, it has a different smell. His face has a different smell than the rest of him. I like the way his chest smells because he has chest hair, so there's a certain smell that's different there that never smells stinky. I mean, I know his chest sweats because he does some labor, you know, manual labor of certain sorts, but it's never a stinky sweat like sometimes an armpit could be or something like that. And depending on how many days it's been since he showered, I like the way his balls smell. Which is a hilarious sentence to say out loud, but it is totally true. And now, interestingly, every single thing that I looked up when I was doing a little bit more research, every single thing that I looked up online, when I typed in, like, the smell of balls, or what is the natural smell of balls, because, come on, they are supposed to smell just like crotches are supposed to smell. They're not supposed to smell like rank and stinky and like sour, but they're supposed to smell like a little bit of sweat, a little bit of skin. I mean, that's the way it is. If you walk, if you do anything without wearing, you know, the most fishnet, loose-fitting underwear ever, you're going to have some smells down there, both for women and men. But every single thing that I looked up online, it was actually really comical, but also sad at the same time when I was doing it. So I tried a couple, every single thing was negative. It was so bizarre. Like, I figured there would at least be, like, a couple hits that were maybe, like, just questions, like, what are my balls supposed to smell like? But I had to I had to work really hard to find something like that. So I think at the first time I typed in smell of men's crotch or something like that, which I guess crotch is not a technical term, but, like, that's what I say for men and women, and I figured that that wasn't going to take me to any, like, creepy sites. And every single thing on the first page that popped up was, like, hilarious wiki Yahoo answers to questions and things. It was like, you know, why is my sack stinky? Why is, you know, it's like, I have a problem in my crotch region. It smells. I can't get the smell to go away. Or, like, my balls stink. Help. Like, everything was like a cry for help or like a, oh my God, stinky balls are horrible. I mean, if they're stinky, yeah, but if they have a smell, welcome to the world, people. Like, that's what's going to happen if you have them and you sweat a little. So those are the only hits that came up were negative. So then I tried to search something else using, like, a couple different combinations, like smell of balls or something like that, which I should have known would maybe be a negative hit, but I was, like, just trying every combination. That, of course, provided very similar links to websites that were, like, cries for help. Help me, I'm a victim of stinky balls. Okay, ugh, come on. I don't even want to read that. And then I finally found a few things that were, like, actually questions that I might want to know about. When I typed in, like natural ball smell, or it was something like that. Because, like, even when I typed in, what are my balls supposed to smell like? Which, if you type that in about vagina, what is my vagina supposed to smell like? You get, like, some questions that are actually something you want to read. Like, a gynecologist writing a post saying, this is what's supposed to smell like. You know, but with that, what are my balls supposed to smell like? Every single option is another cry for help. Like, my balls smell like horrible stuff. My balls smell like this. I mean, it's just crazy. So, it was hilariously comical, but also sad because it made me realize that people imagine that body parts aren't supposed to smell. And of course, we imagine that about vaginas too, that we think somehow our armpits and our general skin and bodies, and especially our private spaces that are supposed to be purely sexual, we imagine, never mind the fact that they're between our legs that move and take us places and get sweaty, and, like, they're in a region that is really located with a lot of folds and things, like, we imagine that they're just supposed to be a wonderful smelling, purely sexual space. They are sexual, and they are wonderful smelling, but they still smell like skin and sweat. I mean, I just think that's really interesting. So, I spent some time looking into the exact details so that I could explain it to you guys about why all crotches smell. And there's a pretty intuitive, simple answer. First of all, in the case of women, because our genital region is an opening to our internal space, that's much bigger and has a lot more potential, you know, for odors to exist in that area. First of all, women's crotches smell because of all the natural bacteria and flora that's going on in our vaginas. Like, there's supposed to be stuff growing in there, and it's supposed to be the good stuff. Now, if the bad stuff starts to grow, like you get an overabundance of yeast kind of going on, then it's going to smell potentially yeasty. But it's also, you're going to notice, you're going to have some itching and some redness and some swelling and some discharge, and it's, you know, it's not going to be cool. Like, you're going to know that, which is normal. That can happen to anybody. You can get imbalanced in that region for multiple reasons. Hormonal changes, like if you're pregnant maybe, or menopause, you can get imbalanced in that region because of dietary things or because of just whether, if you took care of yourself recently. Like, I've recently talked about how after you have sex, it's a really good idea to pee because it really cleans out your area. So just simple things like that can happen. It's totally okay. But that's one thing that could make, that makes a crotch smell, is the natural organisms that are living in it that are supposed to be there. And then beyond that, in the case of both male and female crotches, the reason crotches smell is, like I said before, because they sweat, just like the rest of our skin. And because they're in an area of our body that has a lot of folds together and a lot of spaces for sweat to coagulate, it's going to smell worse, of course. Or worse, according to some people, but it's going to smell more strongly, which to me is not worse at all. It really depends on what's going on down there. I do not think that there are many people that honestly actually have, like, horrible smelling crotches. I mean, maybe to me it wouldn't smell good because I don't love them and I'm not really into their crotch. But someone somewhere is not going to be like, ew, gross, unless you have, like, an imbalance of things growing and going on down there. The bottom line is, if something is a natural thing that isn't like an elimination of waste, like pooping is, then it's not going to be like a really like disgusting smelly thing. I mean, it might smell strong to us, but this is the side of ourselves that is trying to get away from being an animal. Somehow humans are just so disinclined to want to identify with still being animals, and we really are. And so I don't know why we can imagine that our bodies aren't going to smell to some degree like animals, because we are physical things that sweat, and we're not robots, so let's just accept it. Now, the cool thing about sweat is that sweat in itself is not what is stinky about us. But what is stinky is the bacteria that lives on our skin, or what we could call stinky, or smells like the idea of what we think sweat is. It's the bacteria on our skin that lives on our skin naturally, that lives there, and it's supposed to break down the sweat when it ends up on our skin. So we sweat, the bacteria is there waiting, and it starts to break down the sweat. Now, if there's an overabundance of this bacteria, it can be stinkier, or an imbalance, it can be stinkier according to what we think is smelly. But different people have different norms for their bodies, so my father, for example, is a really stinky person when he sweats, but he doesn't smell like, ooh, that smells really bad, like you have a bacterial imbalance. He just smells very strong, like a very strong smell. And that's just always the way he smelled, and he's a super healthy person. He just is that, you know, way. But he eats a lot of red meat and a lot of really, like, meat that's cooked very rare. And I know that meat can really contribute to a stinkier kind of sweat, because it's a more musky sort of thing anyway. Now, this leads me to the question that we all have, which is, why is it that men are, like, in general, as we imagine, like, smellier or smell more like sweat than women? I think there's a lot to do with that. Women often are way more inclined to bathe more often, smell like flowers, use the shampoo and the soap, and wash their crotch a lot, and wash their hair a lot, and shave their armpits so there's no hair there to gather some of those sweat, you know, digesting bacteria and kind of have them live there. Which makes a lot of sense. That's, in general, what in our society, what women do is they're supposed to smell like flowers, so we imagine. I mean, I don't think women are supposed to smell like flowers at all, but we imagine that they are. So that's one reason why women are less smelly than men, often. But I also found reference to a study that I thought was interesting that they did in Europe, where they were measuring, after a few days of letting men and women that they had come into their lab, they came in a few days after they stopped using all soaps and things like that. They would wash with water, but they wouldn't use all these different smelly soaps and stuff. So it really got down to the real smell and the real bacteria amount on their own skin. So they measured men's and women's armpits, like how many, what kind of compounds were there and things were going on in their sweat. And they found that women's sweat, interestingly, had a much higher amount of sulfur-containing compounds. I think women had about like 5% of their sweat had sulfur-containing compounds, and men had like 0.5. So, what is that, 10 times more? Women had 10 times more. Which would make you, it's not like women smell like rotten eggs, like we know sulfur smell. But there's something about the smell of a woman's sweat that could be different than men's, in this case, depending on how valid the study really is, you know. That makes their sweat smell different because the compounds in their sweat just happen to be different, and of course the bacteria is going to deal with that in a different way. And one thing I read said that like I said, the sulfur-containing compounds that are more common in women's sweat isn't actually going to make her smell more like rotten eggs, but it's going to change, to some degree, the way her sweat is perceived by others. And they referenced how, in general, people think that men's sweat smells kind of more like cheese or something, and women's sweat smells more like onions and grapefruit, which I think makes total sense for me. I know that when I smell my own armpits, which is often enough because I do a lot of outside work and I don't usually put deodorant on the weekends and things like that, I definitely can tell the onions thing in a good way because I super love onions, so it's not a problem for me to smell like onions for me, and Jason doesn't care. But I think that's really interesting that grapefruit and onion seems to be like the smell profile for women. So if women were a fine wine, we would be a really nice, a dark chocolate wine, or a very pale, creamy wine, or anywhere in between. But we'd happen to have notes of onion and grapefruit, or whatever our own personal smells are, or our diet for the day, that kind of thing. But I think that's something that's really important for you to get to know about yourself, is actually what you smell like. And I think as much of yourself as you feel comfortable getting to know in that way, the better. I've gotten to know myself so much in this way. And to me, this is something that has a lot to do with liking your own body and your own body image. Is also, first of all, getting to know your smells, like the way in Naked Time you need to get to know your own body. But also enjoying the way you smell. Like, you should like the way you smell. It's your body. And if you don't because you smell a little sweaty, then I don't understand that. Come on. I mean, I guess, you know, if you don't, okay, fine. But that's the way you're supposed to smell. And if to you, for some reason, your sweat smells really bizarre, then maybe you need to think about your diet and think about what kind of food you're eating and... you know, just do a general health check on yourself and see. But you should like the way you smell, and not just once you've shampooed and perfumed and lotioned up your whole body. That isn't it. You should like the way your skin smells. I like to smell my own arm. I did it right now when I was saying that. I was doing an example in my mind, and I like actually smelled my own arm, and I was like, huh, it's just nice. And then sometimes I enjoy the way my armpit smells. If it's been jammed in a t-shirt all day, like with the t-shirt like up under my armpit kind of, then I don't really like the way I smell. Because it's like, it's been kind of stinky, no airflow. But if I've been with some airflow sweating, I really like the way my sweat smells. It smells really good to me. It doesn't smell, I don't like waft. My smell isn't super strong, but I smell really good. And to me... And I also like the way my crotch smells. And that's hilariously one of the things that kept popping up when I was trying to look up some stuff online, was one of the things was, is it normal to like the way your crotch smells? And I didn't actually click on that to look at it. But yes, it's normal to like the way your crotch smells. It's your crotch! It's like such a big part of your life. Why would you dislike the way it smells? To me, if you super dislike the way your crotch smells, unless it's been like weeks since you bathed, I could see that being pretty intense. If you dislike the way your natural crotch smells, then just like I said before, perhaps like you have an imbalance down there and you need to look at it. But if you know you don't and you dislike the way your crotch smell, to me that implies sort of a greater worry about your body. Because I feel like a lot of women maybe wouldn't like the way their crotch smells because they're thinking, oh, it smells kind of stinky for like my partner. But the smells that you're smelling are the natural crotch smells, plus a lot of your own pheromones and your own personal scent, which is something your partner should really enjoy. That's something that about you that is unique, that is like a signature. It's more signature than a perfume. It's more fantastic than a perfume. And you don't have to pay for it. It's just there naturally. Come on. Women are not supposed to smell like flowers. We're supposed to smell like women. Which is, whatever you want to call it, that somewhat fishy smell, that somewhat, I don't know, what else could I say? A little bit sweaty, a little bit, maybe a little bit yeasty, maybe. And then if you're too yeasty, you might have a yeast infection. But a little bit, to me, a little bit like a kind of basic. It almost smells like a basic thing. Versus to me, sperm smells kind of acidic. I mean, that's probably not really the way it is, but that's how I imagine. that it smells like. We're supposed to smell like that. We're not supposed to smell like flowers. Or we would smell like flowers. Flowers are around so we can put them in our hair and our hair smells nice. And then our crotch smells exactly like it did yesterday. Whether or not we bathed. Come on. So your crotch and your armpits should smell after you do anything other than lay around for 2 minutes after being in the shower. They most definitely should. And you should learn to, maybe not love, but learn to not be bothered by your own smell. I bet, though, if you actually spend some time, you know, smelling yourself, and if you don't want to go too far and smell all sorts of things, then okay. But, like, you can smell your own armpit. Your face is totally close to that. You can smell your own arm, like your skin, and get an idea of how you smell. I would definitely advise doing that. I would say that it's kind of mandatory. Because this is also going to be really helpful in a situation where you're having a sexual experience. And so, just like with knowing what your body's like, you know what you look like and how you're shaped when how the other person may or may not perceive you based on that. And you also know, in this case, how you smell and what the other person may or may not like. Like the smell of your own hair, the smell of your own skin. So we talked about the good smells, we talked about the bad smells. The ones that we can all agree are good or bad. And now we're talking about the stinky smells, which are the ones I really want to talk about. Which to me is a negative. It is just the more intense smells, or the smells that we, as like, you know, a society that puts on clothes when we go to work and is supposed to shower and is supposed to smell nice and not supposed to smell like a bunch of armpits hanging out. We as a society would call stinky, but it is just a more intense smell than the floral thing that you might have going with your shampoo. I'm also going to say that you don't have to love, for example, the smell of your partner's balls, if your partner has balls. But you do have to, after, you know, him a day or 2 days of just him living and maybe not having showered, you do have to know what that smells like and understand it. And be okay with that just being the way it is and not be disgusted by it, because that is a part of his physical and animal identity and human identity. Unless, like I said before, it sounds like he has like actually a skin problem or a bacterial problem. And like I said before, I like the way Jason's balls smell. I don't really enjoy smelling them after it's been multiple days since he has showered. But I'm not disgusted by it. I'm just like, it's kind of so intense. I don't really, you know, want to be too close. But I'm not offended that they are that way or that they smell that way. And I also tell him that too. And this is something that I don't know how many men say this to women. I know that Jason says this to me. But Jason will tell me, I like the way you smell down there, like today. And honestly, I got really lucky with Jason because he has not a great sense of smell. It's really kind of entertaining. He like can't pick up on smells as well as I can. So I imagine that like what to me smells kind of like a stinky crotch, to him smells just like normal crotch. So it's like a really great deal, because if I haven't showered, I'm like, ah, success. I have no worries. But I wouldn't anyway, because to me, my crotch smells good. Just like his crotch smells good. And I want to tell women that, and I want to tell men that. I want to say to the women, I want to say, and I'm saying it to you. Your crotch smells good. Your vagina smells good. That area smells good. And even though it's close to your butt crack, it still smells good. And even though you imagine you might smell like butt, you don't. You smell like crotch. As long as you, like, properly went to the bathroom when you went to the bathroom, you smell like crotch, not butt. So don't worry about it. And you're supposed to smell like that. And I want to say to the guys, hey, we women are tired of you being worried about the way your balls smell. Please take a shower every now and again, or every day, or before we have sex, depending on your own personal preference. But I still think you smell nice. Your skin smells nice and your sweat smells nice. Even if it's just a little bit of sweat from a few hours before, It depends on your own personal preference about how much sweat you want to smell. But I want to say to the men out there, you don't need to worry about it. Please be considerate and please take care of yourself and hygienically and just with showering. But please don't worry about what you are naturally as a person that has scents. Scents in your brain and scents, like a scent, on your body. It's your own personal smell, mister, and I enjoy it. And that's one reason why I love Jason. Probably not the reason why I love Jason, but one of the things that goes with my image of loving him is the way he smells. Smell is such an important sensory. Or it's not really an organ, but sensory sense. It's an important sense. So much that, I mean, you know this, you smell a smell that reminds you of your grandma's cookies when you were a kid, and you go all the way back in time to when you were standing there in that kitchen smelling that. Sight doesn't have the ability to take us to another place in the same way that smell does. Touch, in my opinion, doesn't have an ability to take us to a same place as smell does. Maybe a song would, if you were listening. Maybe hearing does. But to me, smell is the one that is like a time travel machine. You smell something and you go to this moment or to this period in your life when it smelled this way. So the smell of Jason to me is like my life with him. It's wonderful, it's cozy, and it's great. And I think that the way we feel about our bodies and the smell of our bodies and our partner's bodies mixed together should reflect the fact that we love our bodies and our partner's bodies, and that the smell should be cozy. If not loved by us, at least a cozy memory. So we can't run from our smells. We have to just embrace them and let them be the way they are. One of the websites that came up when I was searching about natural smells of men's, like, genital region, came up, and it was just advice about how to get your crotch smells to kind of dissipate if they were strong. And see, I have no way of knowing what these men actually think is like stinky crotch. Maybe they think it's like any crotch smell, or maybe they actually have some issues going on. I don't know. But the advice was, you know, one of the advice things was to shave all of your crotch hair off, which is actually something that would make a difference, because there's going to be less places for some of that sweat-eating bacteria to live and be attached to the hair and kind of hang out with that. But if it's just normal crotch smells, what an unnecessary time spent and what an unnecessary energy spent doing that. And so I feel the same way about women. Some women who shave their crotch, they just shave their crotch because. And I still can't really understand that. That's not the way my brain works. To me, it take forever, and it's prickly. The time I did it. Well, I did it one time in high school, and I was like, oh my God, I'm never doing this again. Never doing this again. And to me, I look like a little child. When I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh God, this is not for me. But it's for some people. I understand that. It's just not for me. But I know that some women shave their crotch hair for the same reason, so that they don't have the smells down there. But that takes away from the pheromones that they're wafting at their partner. Because reminder, the smell of your sweat and your hair and your crotch is all sending out pheromones, which are the things that make the person you care about be attracted to you and all this stuff. So don't just don't take that lightly. Don't take that away without thinking about what that could mean. So that's important. So much of sex is an animal chemistry. And the pheromones in your smell, if they're getting all covered up and they're changed, then the sexual experience could be changed. Because so much of that is about the animal chemistry that goes on. And the pheromones, like I said. So having, not having your real smells ever be revealed, to me, is a bit like never revealing your true self. Now, if you have a preference and you don't like to be super stinky and you'd rather shower before sex, okay. But totally hiding your smell and being worried about it being stinky and bad, and maybe how would that other person feel about you if they smelled you naturally, that's hiding your true identity. If they're not going to be okay with the way you smell, or at least you know, or love it, or at least just be like, oh, whatever, you know, you smell more like this today, but whatever, it doesn't matter. They're not going to at least just think, no big deal. Then they're not the right person for you, because your smell is you. Just as much as your boobs are you, and your butt is you, and your brain is you, your smell of your body is you, and you can change it a bit by changing your diet and your hygiene habits, but there's so much of smell that is just you, and it will never change. So please don't think that by changing that, you almost purify yourself and make yourself better. It doesn't make you better. It might make you smell more like a flower, or it might make you smell more like the way you want to smell. But it doesn't make you more sexually attractive in general. Maybe to one person it would. But in general, women are not supposed to smell like flowers. They're not supposed to smell like anything other than the way they smell. So it is not a requirement that you smell differently than you do. It is not a requirement. You smell fantastic naturally. You just do. Even when you're on your period and your crotch smells different, you're supposed to smell like that. It's a fantastic smell. It's the smell of one cycle of you as a person that can't be replicated by any artificial perfume or anything. It's your natural smell. And same thing with men. Your crotch region or your sweat, your sweaty armpit, and your sweaty armpit for women, because mine's pretty sweaty in most cases. It's your natural smell. And if someone else maybe smells you and they don't like it so much, just another person, okay, who cares? Unless you're so stinky that everybody in your office thinks, oh my gosh, what the heck? Okay, that could be a problem. But other than that, if someone catches a waft of your armpit sometime and they're offended by the smell, who cares? Your smell isn't for them. Your smell is for you. Your smell is for your sexual partners. Your smell is for your family and your pets and your home and your life. So own it and enjoy it. And just know that you already smell really good naturally. You smell like thousands and thousands and thousands of years of creation and evolution to get to you as a beautiful woman. You smell like forever in a bottle. That should be the name of a perfume that has nothing in it but water. Forever in a bottle, that's you. You smell like eternity of humankind, culminating into you as a fantastic woman, and you smell exactly the way you do for a reason. You smell exactly the way you do to attract a certain mate that you want for your life, who thinks the way you smell is fantastic no matter what. And that's an exciting thought. That, hey, my smell is going to link me in a really special way with someone that's going to love me, that I'm going to love, that's going to think I'm just the full package. I'm just fantastic the way I am. Perfect, imperfectly perfect, of course, but still perfect, and especially perfect for them. And that's a good feeling. I want to thank you today for talking to me, listening to me talk about body smells. We'll definitely talk about this more in the future, because this is something that I think is super fun to talk about. And I just really enjoy talking with you. I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on Oh Woman today. I'm Emma. I love you guys, and we will talk tomorrow. Bye.